suffering children are safe in your arms.
There is none like you. Oh, there is none like you. There is none like you. There's just no one, no one else can touch my heart like you do. And I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Let the weak say, It's her. Zurich.
Say welcome to Open Door Community Church this morning. I am Pastor Brian. This is Addie leading us in worship this morning. I want to say thank you for joining us here on this Easter Sunday morning. He is risen and he is alive and our Lord and Savior. Guys, this morning as we move throughout our Easter service, we have some beautiful songs prepared for you to sing along with us. Join us in those as you worship from a home. I do have a really big announcement for later on in service, but I'm going to go ahead and say it now, is we potentially have a place to worship coming in 2 weeks, so we're looking for that, and I'll talk more about that after our service. But here at Open Door, families on the other side of the door, and as that, then we want to impact Shore Park and the area for Christ, serve the community and the world. We have many different opportunities for that. We have an event coming up later in the fall that we're trying to plan through right now for a prayer time. We have prayer times on Wednesday nights, and then on Thursday nights we have Bible studies. So we're trying to make that impact. So invite people to that. Invite people to come to church on Sunday that you know that might need just a healing touch from God and from Jesus. But this morning, as we continue, I'm going to open a time of word of prayer. This is also going to be our corporate prayer time. So if you have any prayer requests, post them in the comments. I'll read those afterwards. You can also send an email to info@odccshowardpark.com with all of your prayer requests, your prayer concerns. You can also fill out that prayer link on our website also. And that website is the same as that email, is odccshowardpark.com. So those are great opportunities for me to get all your prayer requests. If you have any that you would like to share with us, please share them so we can pray for you. I don't know how to pray for you unless I know what to pray for. So guys, as I open this time in prayer, and as I open our service in prayer, let's lift God up and thank Him for what He's done for us by sending His Son. So guys, let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father God, we thank You for sending Your Son, Your one and only, down to us as our Savior. God, You sent Him down as this baby so He can live as a man and live as a human, live like we live with all the distractions of His world, distractions of Satan and everything that goes on in that, and how we are supposed to look like. He modeled that for us. And God, we thank You for allowing that to happen. Because you love this world so much that you sent him. And God, we thank you. God, we thank you that he rose from the grave and conquered death. And so that tomb, that empty tomb that we could put all of our desires, our hopes, our struggles, everything in that tomb, because it's empty and everything just resides there. And he's covered that. Because he tore that veil from top to bottom. And God, we thank you for being the God we serve. The God that we can call upon Jesus' name and it just flows with power. And God, we call upon his name this morning. His name has power. Your name has power. And we thank you for that. God, bless this service. Guide me. God, Addie, as she's singing. God, just let this all be for you and for your glory. We pray this in your name. Amen. Let's stand and sing, or sit and sing these songs together.
Thank you.
So guys, this morning, Easter, unfortunately, did not go as how I pictured it. I pictured us having a nice big brunch this morning. Us all coming together as a church family, just enjoying each other, having fun together, worshiping together, and just spending time together as a church family. Yet, sometimes God says, hold on, wait a minute. I need to show you a different path. I need to show you that you're getting too far ahead of me and outrunning me. I need to show you that you are in need of me. You are in need of a great rescue. And I need to be ahead of you instead of you running ahead of me. So this morning, we're going to look at this great rescue. What is the great rescue? So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 through 10. If you don't, they will be on the screens in a few moments, so don't worry about it. But see, we all know and value about Jesus. We all know who Jesus is, but sometimes we overlook the essentials of his life here on earth. We overlook that many scholars say, religious leaders say, he was a great teacher, a wise man. He was distinguished in his character. He was righteous and true. But see, yet we miss the purpose of why he came. Sometimes we focus too much in on his character and not much of why he was born, that he was born to die. You see, he defeated death through the resurrection that we're celebrating this morning. He defeated death on this Easter Sunday so many years ago so that we can have access to God and that our sins are covered. And this is a fundamental truth of the Christian faith. And that's why we worship on a Sunday morning, is because we're celebrating the resurrection every Sunday. And now, it does not mean we have to worship on a Sunday, but that's why we do celebrate it. You see, in 1 John chapter 4, verse 9, it tells us why God sent Jesus. It says this: God's love was so revealed among us in this way. God sent his one and only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Love consistent in this, not that we love God, but that he loves us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sin. You see, this is the cornerstone, the fulcrum, the moment of our faith. You see, that cornerstone, when you're building a building, is especially a brick building or a concrete building or a center block wall or something like that, or even a wall in general, that first block, that cornerstone, sets the path for the rest of the wall. If that cornerstone, if that first block is not plumb, is not true, is not straight, is not level, then what's going to happen to the rest of the wall, the rest of the building? You're going to be like this, or like this, or you're going to be off plumb and off level. You see, that is what Christ did for us. He is that cornerstone that we built everything upon. He is the essential of that, because God loved us so much that he sent, and he demonstrated sending his Son to die. You know, I couldn't imagine that. Sending a child, your son, your daughter, to their death. But God loved us so much that he did that. And he poured out that love for us. See, Christ is an earthly representation of that. You see, Christ came as this living child, lived the life of a human, only to be murdered on a cross. You see, he came to rescue us from our sins. He came to be our rescuer. You see, are you fascinated by the concept of being rescued? Do you like to be rescued? Do you like to read about people being rescued? I know I do. I love a good rescue story where somebody's saved from the desert or from the ocean. I love watching the those kind of shows where they discover what happened to some people when they go missing, or where those are, people, we love the good stories when people come back from a desperate situation. You see, we find this idea of being rescued throughout many TV shows, popular books, drawings, movies, all over the place. All over TV shows, all Disney movies have this idea of being rescued. Peter Pan, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe all have the idea of somebody being rescued. But see, even some of the stories that for grown-ups like Rambo and Saving Private Ryan and Castaway all have the idea of somebody being rescued. And we strive for that. You see, we all want to be rescued from, whether it be from one and somebody else, or from unhappiness, or a bad job, or a family situation, or financial troubles. The list can go on and on and on. But you want to be rescued from all of that. You want to be, and all to go away and find a role to where we are stable and secure. We count the down the days until we are found and rescued once again. But you see, this morning, no matter what's going on in your life, somebody did come to rescue you. And somebody did come for you, to rescue you. You see, we can't find peace until we find peace with the true rescuer. You see, Christ came to rescue you, us, each and every one of us, as our Lord and Savior. He wants us to be rescued and to pour all of our troubles and trials over to Him and let Him take them and let Him bear the cross and the burden of that and the burden of our sins. You see, with Christ as our rescuer, Paul tells us in 1 Hebrews that saints die, never have seen those promises and prophecies fulfilled. But yet we know God. All the old ones never saw God's promises fulfilled. Moses, Elijah, they saw who God was, but they never saw the true rescuer come. But see, we have the opportunity to see and hear this true rescuer and to receive this true rescue for our lives, to be a true living sacrifice that He died on the cross for each and every one of us, and we can accept that if you wanted to. But you see, it's kind of like this. Have you ever received a gift and forgot batteries that when they weren't included? You see, like a lot of times we get a gift like this and we're like, we start trying to play with it. And there's nothing happening. And we read the box that batteries weren't included. We read the box and we say, oh, batteries, I got some at home. And then we forget about it. Right? We read the booklet. We see all the cool things this little toy can do. And we wonder what can happen. But see, nothing happens until we put batteries in it. Nothing happens until those batteries fire up and allow it to start working. See, then it lights up and it's a fun toy to play with once again. Now, batteries don't last forever. They do die. But you see, without batteries, this is just an empty shell and worthless. But with batteries, voila, it has a purpose. As a fun little toy. But you see, Christ, Jesus' death and resurrection is our purpose. See, the batteries for His death and resurrection was us. You see, He died for us. We are His purpose. And He did that for each and every one of us. See, our rescue is the batteries that powers the gift of Christ. You see, He's wanting to rescue each and every one of us from everything in our life. He is wanting to rescue us from whatever's going on, whatever addiction you have in your life. He wants to be the rescue. And you rely on Him for that rescue. You see, we can focus in on all of His teachings and what Jesus said and all that, and focus in on every example of His life. But we forget the essential thing that He came for us a lot of the time. We forget that He is our Lord and Savior. We forget that He died on the cross for us. We forget that he's lost. He's there for us. You see, as we worship today, as we're singing songs, you see, Jesus has power. Do you call upon his name? Do you ask him to heal you? Do you ask him to take all your anxieties, your troubles, your worries, your pains, your depression, your struggles, whatever you're dealing with, do you allow him to take those from you? Do you turn them over to him? Or do you hold on to those? And you try to keep them all for yourself, and you try to hide away in those, and you try to put them into that little box, and the rescue you're not really truly wanting to save. You truly don't want to be whole with God. You see, in Philippians 2:3, it tells us that we must call upon God. We must call upon him and take a step to walk with him. You see, if we don't take that step, how can we see God? How can we find God? You might be thinking that, I don't know if God really exists. I don't know if Jesus really is truly who he says he is. I don't know what I believe. But you see, each and every one of us is in need of rescue. Even if you're already a Christ follower, you are in need of a rescue. You see, as we bow down before God, as we lay our life down before him, we can't go through this life alone. And you might be thinking that you don't deserve to be rescued. You don't deserve to have Christ in your life because I've done so many horrible things in my life that I can't accept Christ because I'm not worthy of him. Yet he loved the prostitutes, the tax collectors. He sat with each and every broken person that he could because that's who he came for. He didn't come for the priests and the Sadducees and the Pharisees. He came for the common people, the ones that are filled with sin. He came for you and I. He came for each and every one of us. So you see, like I said this morning with this, that we are part of Christ and that's why he came, was our rescue is his battery to fulfill that. But you see, the batteries that are in this also is for us too. You see, Christ recharges us and allows us to move his might and his power through into the dark world. You see, we can use Christ as our battery to fill and recharge us to do his work in that need of that rescue. See, we are in need of rescue every day. We are to lay our lives down before him and ask for his sacrifice, ask for his glory and his guidance and his direction upon our lives. So you see, this morning, as I get ready to close out and wrap up, and Addie's going to come back and lead us in a song in just a moment. One last question for you. And it's this. Are you at the point that you need rescuing? Are you at the point to where you need God in your life? Are you at the point to where you're just so broken and hurting from all the trials of life, whatever they might be in your life? Are you broken down so far that you just need somebody to come alongside you and to carry you? So that's what Jesus is there for. He's our great rescuer. And he came for you and I. He came for to be our great rescue. He came and died so many years ago for you and I. You see, it went from people worshiping him on Sunday to people crucifying him on Friday to him raising on Sunday. You see, guys, he did all of that for us so that we can see this great rescuer and we can come to know the great rescuer and we can be a part of his family, because that is what it's about, is being part of his family and allowing him to be the Lord of our lives, allowing him to be the guide and the beacon of our lives, allowing him to be glorified in all of it. So guys, this morning, as we close out, have you asked Christ in your life this morning? You see, he rose from the dead. That tomb is empty. The tomb is empty for us. You see, he rose and conquered death so we don't have to face death any longer. We can have eternal life with our Lord and our Savior. We can take that step of faith and say, I believe in who you are and I believe in what you've done so that I can become a follower of you, God. And if you want to do that this morning, it is easy. There is no magical words you have to say. There is no magical thing you have to do. All you have to say is you admit that you're a sinner. Say, God, I'm a sinner. I believe in you. And then I confess everything before you that I've done. And I lay my life down before you. You see, if you do, if you just go to God and say, I need you, God. He is there for you. God, I need Jesus in my life. He is there for you. You have to admit that he is who he says he is, and he died on that cross, and you have to have faith in that. And you will be saved. Anyone that comes to the Father knows the Father. Let's pray. Heavenly Father God, I thank you for being the God that sent a Son to each and every one of us. God, you covered us with your love, and you sent his love as a great rescue. And God, we thank you for that, that we can be rescued and our batteries can be recharged, and we are the reason that he came so that his light can shine into the darkness, and that we are the catalyst for that, for the batteries to put into the rescue, because you loved us. And God, there's people watching this morning that feel they are not loved. They are lonely. They are struggling. They have anxiety, depression, they have worries, they have financial struggles, dealing with relationship issues, or whatever might be in their life. God, just let them know that they can come back to you and sit in your presence and turn it over to you and allow you to be the Lord of their life. God, you are glorified in all of that. And God, we lift your holy name, we lift the name of Jesus up to you, in the name we pray. Amen. So let's sing this next song with Daddy.
Save yourself through the storm.
Announcements. One is our offering. Sorry guys, let me get that up here. Offering this morning, you can give to odccshowtopart.com for an e-transfer or our website. Both options are great options for your tithe and offerings this morning. So a few short announcements this morning. That just went all over the screen. Give me just a second to clear that. Let's go back to main. There we go. So, guys, with that, a few short announcements. One is no service next Sunday, April 7th. I'm going to take a Sabbath Sunday. I suggest you do the same. Spend time with your family. That's what I'm going to be doing. We're going to do something fun in the morning, I believe, or just hang out around the house and watch TV. Don't know exactly yet. Evie's like, yes, she didn't know about this yet. She's been sitting right here every morning watching. She can't see her, but she's here. The other one is... we have potential of a place to rent. The reason I say potential is I have not signed anything yet or paid for the building. But everything is lining up for us to be at Ardrossan on April 14th. I believe that's correct. April 14th, we'll be at Ardrossan Community Center in their Aspen room is what I've looked at booking. We're going to have one partial room, so look for the signs when you walk in the front door. I believe, if I'm looking at the map correctly, it's right to the right and down the hall. This is right there. So, with that, be looking for a post on that. Be looking for, to share that as we start that back up April 14th, our in-person services in a community that needs to see Christ. There's not many churches out there and in the surrounding area of Strathcona County. So, with that, that's where we'll be meeting in 2 weeks. So, make plans for that. Join us for that. We'll also still be having Life Group this Thursday, 7 o'clock online on Zoom. We'll also be having our prayer meeting on Wednesday night. They're both at 7 o'clock. If you don't have the links for that, please email me. The same links we always have. Both links are actually the same for prayer meeting and for Bible study. So, you can use that exact same link every time you want to join for either one of those. They're great times just to get together and experience God together. So guys, that does conclude our service this morning. I want to say thank you for joining us and being part of this Easter Sunday. He is risen and He is our Lord and Savior. He died on the cross for each and every one of us. And what a glorious day it is. What a beautiful day it is. Get outside and enjoy the warm weather this afternoon. And spend some time with your friends and family. So I'm going to close this time in prayer, and then we'll be dismissed for the day, for the morning. So let's pray. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this morning, God. We thank you for sending your Son as our great rescuer. God, you are the God that loves us and cares for us. and protects us from everything. Guides and directs us. And God, I pray for any one of those people that want to know more about being a Christ follower, they'll reach out to me. And I'll be able to share with them what that is and how to do that, how to become a follower of you. God, we thank you for this morning. Guide us and direct us. Show us who you are. Show us the path you have for us. We lift all this time up to you. In the name we pray, amen. God bless. He is risen. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Bye. Happy Easter.
Blessings that I cannot see. Thank you.